Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today, this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Tracker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the debate that the radio station is doing, hosting at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. It's going to be on Thursday, July the 11th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. The first debate, 5 p.m., will be the first congressional district. Jack Bergman has been invited. Josh Saul will be there. We'll see if Congressman Jack Bergman shows up. If he doesn't, I'll be stepping into that seat, and with his voting record, all the bills he's sponsored, all the things he's done, I'll be acting and speaking on behalf of Congressman Jack Bergman. So, Jack, if you don't want me to do that for you, show up. That'll start at 5. The debate for the 107th will be Neil Friske and Parker Fairburn. Same thing goes for you, Parker. Show up. You can debate Neil Friske. You have your shots you can get at them. The panelist is going to be Dare Rendon, the chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. She's going to be there to ask questions. Bob Britsky, the chairman of the Presque County Republican Party. Scott Swanson, the chairman of the Sheboygan County Republican Party. I got Bill Conklin, an attorney representing Charlevoix County Republican Party. He'll be there. I'm reaching out to the chair today for Otsego County. I need to hear from you about whether or not you'd be willing to serve as a panelist to ask questions. I reached out and got Mike Garreau, the chair of the Mackinac County Republicans. He's coming. And last night I spoke with Kay Laser. She is the current chair for Chippewa County. So we're going to see if we can get some folks from Sault Ste. Marie to come be part of the panelists to ask the questions. I'm not going to have a hand in the questions with Dare Rendon. The chair, I'm asking her to basically be the chair for the panelist group since she leads the entire 1st Congressional District. So, Dare, you and your county chairs work it out on your conference call. Come up with your questions you're going to ask. You all can ask, everybody on that panel can ask Congressman Jack Bergman and Josh Saul any question they want because you're all members of the 1st Congressional District. The 107th chairs, Sheboygan County, Mackinac County, Chippewa County, Charlevoix County, Emmett County. I'm still waiting for somebody. I think I'm going to reach out to Brett Gooding and see if he'd be willing to be one of the panelists asking the questions since Parker Fairburn is the chair of the party and refuses to step down even though he's on the ballot. So I'm going to find a replacement. I'll reach out to Rich Ganap or Brett Gooding and see if they would be willing to fill in to represent their county of Emmett. Both of them on the ballot for county commissioner. So greatly appreciate you guys. If you want the flyer to the debate, just text me debate. And I'll send you the flyer. It's got the address 150 Dale Drive, Gaylord, Michigan. The times of the particular races. If you live in the 105th, you really don't care about the 1st Congressional District, the 107th, the 106th. You will come at 8 o'clock and hear Ken Borton and Christian Marcus. They will be debating from 8 until 9. We will be out of there at 9:30. So grab an early dinner or late lunch. There will be, I believe, beverages available. I'm not sure about food. You're going to have to figure that one out. But it's going to be Thursday, July the 11th. If you'd like the flyer, just text me debate. The next event is going to be at Lakes of the North, July 18th, 5 o'clock. They're in the restaurant area. They'll direct us to a room, an area they want us to be in. State Representative candidate Kristen Marcus for the 105th. Victoria Bishop will be there as county clerk for Antrim County. and Ray Scola. He's running for county commissioner, and he is hoping to unseat a very bad fiscal Republican who's raised taxes, given tax abatements, done all kinds of things that the people of Antrim County do not approve of. So hopefully Ray will get elected to replace that particular current county commissioner. Again, that's going to be Lakes of the North, July 18th. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, lastly is the 5th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and Senate Vote Shoot. We're changing things up a little bit on the gun range this year. Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig, is going to be smoking and pulling our pork for us. I'll be bringing Trucker Randy's special baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with real butter, and my world-famous carrot cake. And yes, Rick, a chocolate cake for your birthday. So we're excited about that. If you like the event for either Lakes of the North or the pig roast, we're going to do it differently. Event will be July 18th, Lakes of the North, if you want the flyer for the event. The pig roast is going to be pig. So text me pig. I've cleaned out the folder. Pig now is officially just for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. The adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker. We are going to have range safety officers there. I've reached out to Chris Holtz from Traverse City. He's going to be one of the range safety officers, hopefully. We are going to have Tom Curtis, the famous Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing. Bring your old firearms. He'll appraise them for you, tell you what they're worth, whether you want to trade them in on a new one. He'll take care of you back at the shop. But at least he can look over what you got. Bring your bullets. Bring your firearms and your ammunition. Handgun range will be open. Sight in your deer rifle. The 100-yard range will be open. And I'm going to talk to Richard Davis to confirm. The 50-caliber sniper rifle will be shooting over the houses and over the long-range targets, 400 yards. It'll cost you $5 a shot if you want to shoot the 50-caliber. This is a legitimate sniper rifle, long barrel. Thing weighs 100 pounds. Absolutely phenomenal gun. If you've never shot a 50-cal, bring $5 a bullet. Central Lake, Michigan, Muckle Road. It's on the website, acconservice.org. Text me. Pig, text me pig, and I'll text you the flyer and the website, AC Conservatives. All the information's on there. You donate on the yellow button. That is your ticket donation. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account, not yours. That is your ticket. Take a picture of it on your phone, print out the email, bring it with you with your driver's license. We will have security at the gates. We will be checking the list. If you're not on the list, you will not be allowed in. And I've already put the sheriff, Kevin Hoke, on notice. We're going to ask people to be removed. If they refuse to go, the sheriff will help you out the door. You're not going to get through the gate. You're not going to crash our party. I don't care who you are. You're going to be on our list or you won't be allowed in. It's that simple. So, pig for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Event, Lakes of the North, July 18th. Debate. Text me debate. And I'll send you the flyer for July 11th. It's going to be a great event. So happy that Dare Rendon's going to be chairing the panelists. The county chairs will be working with her and putting together their questions. She's got a free conference room that she'll be organizing, getting them all on the same page, asking about different topics. It will be questions that apply specifically to the office they're running for. So you won't be getting questions of Congressman Jack Bergman and Josh Saul over state issues. They will be asked questions about Washington, D.C. as our next state representatives go forward in the 107th, 106th, 105th, 105th House debates. They will be talking about Lansing. But when it comes to Congress, the questions will be geared towards Washington and dealing with President Trump when he gets elected. Possibly a new Senate majority as well as a House majority will be expanded if these people get elected the way we hope and pray. What do you want to accomplish your first term in Washington, D.C., Josh Saul? Congressman Bergman, what's your priorities for continuing your agenda and all the things that you've done? You ran for Speaker of the House. You didn't get it. Why? You voted to pay for sex change operations on your very first budget in 2016. Why did you do it? What other bills have you voted for? For example, the Patriot Act to be extended, the FISA courts to be extended. Why'd you do it, Jack? Explain it to the people. Those type of questions is what you hopefully will hear from Dare Rendon and the county chairs of the congressional candidates and the current congressman. House is Lansing, people. If elected, what will you do when you go to Lansing? What is going to be your legislative agenda? What issues do you care about? What is your priorities? What committee assignments do you guys want? What is it that you're going to do for Northern Michigan as to why people should vote for you on August 6th for the 105th, 106th, and 107th House District? Folks, this is our very first biennial event, candidate debate. Biennial means every 2 years. This will be the first one in 2024. God willing, we'll be there in 2026, 2028. This is going to be a every 2 year event hosted by 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is what we pledge to you, to get you guys the information so that you can vote wisely on the August 6th primary. I don't know of any other radio station in Northern Michigan willing to take on this responsibility and host this type of event. And hopefully I will not have to participate any other way than being the moderator for the time. I'll be the timekeeper. I'll be acting kind of a quasi-parliamentarian over the debate. The candidates will have three challenge flags. We're going to have little red handkerchiefs with a little weighted rubberized rubber band, little donut on it. If you want to challenge your opponent, you have three opportunities to throw a one-minute challenge flag and challenge them on what they just said. It's going to be fun. It's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. No long bloviating, short answers, getting to the point, get out as much information as we possibly can. This is the format the radio station has set up. The chairs and Dare Rendon have agreed to them, and this is what's going to happen. Text me debate. You can forward it to all your friends. It's free to the public. Might want to bring some money for beverages. Great venue, the Ellison Place in Gaylord. And that's where it's going to be. Rain or shine, it's going to be there, folks. Don't have to worry about outdoor, rain, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's going to be a great event. My final thoughts for today's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab
you. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. Already got text messages for debate. I already got text messages for Pig, and I already got two for folks that actually live in Lakes of the North. They want the event. So we'll be sending those to you here in about 9 minutes as soon as I get off this microphone. Going to be great. Going to be absolutely fantastic. I've been praying and talking with God about July 27th, the Pig Roast Fun Shoot. 80 degrees, sunny blue skies with a 5-mile-an-hour southern wind. Yes, that's what we want. If it rains, we have a pavilion covered. We ask that you bring folding chairs as a backup. If we have an overflow crowd, we like people sitting and eating on the picnic tables. But then a lot of people say those picnic table benches are hard on their butts. So they bring their folding chairs and they sit out on the perimeter under the pavilion roof and listen to the speakers. So we're excited. Dave Agerman's going to be there, as always. I always like doing a radio interview with him. The local candidates for Antrim County will be there. If they show up, they will be speaking. If you don't show up, you don't get to speak. It's that simple. State representative candidates will be there. And Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Now, the way we're going to do this vote shoot is very simple. I'm going to get some old campaign signs, 4x4s. I'm going to drive them in the ground, zip tie them to the T-post. One on the left will be Rogers. Next will be Pensler, then Amash. And on the far right, as she is conservative right, will be Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. We're going to take pictures of the paper targets. I'm going to have the paper targets printed up with pictures of their faces instead of the black circle in the middle. It'll be their faces. I will staple them to the campaign signs. We'll take a picture of all four of them without any shots. This is the before the vote shoot. And then after, every single adult registered voter will go to the 25-yard range is where I'm going to have it set up. And you will shoot the target for the candidate you plan to vote for U.S. Senate August 6th primary. At the end of the day, we'll take a picture of the targets and see how the people who are attending this event, who they plan to vote for U.S. Senate. We'll see how many shots, how many votes Rogers, Pensler, Amash, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell get. See if we can predict the winner of the statewide vote that's taking place on August 6th right here in Antrim County, Michigan. Now, I've made this also with Dare Rendon, part of the Michigan Congressional District Republican Committee. They are a sponsor. Dare is reaching out to all of the 36 county chairs to see if they're interested in reserving a table and being listed as a sponsor for the event. If you go to the website right now, acconservatives.org, that's the website for the event. So far, we've got great sponsors. We're so excited. Frisky's Farm Market is always a sponsor. Village Market, Rick Young from Elk Rapids, Michigan, is providing us the pork shoulders. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig, he's going to be smoking it. I think he said 22 hours. And then he peels it apart, pulls it apart, puts it in the warming trays, and will bring it over to us to plug in. But so far, we've got the Trump Unity Bridge is coming. Rob Cordes, the ambulance with all the Trump gear for 2024. Michigan 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. Antrim County Republican Party. Charlevoix County Republican Party. Sheboygan County Republican Party is trying to put together their 10 people for their table. Again, Frisky's Farm Market, they'll be providing apples. Village Market, the pork, and Iron Pig Smokehouse, Ian Murphy and Gaylord will be doing the labor for us on the pork. You're going to get an Iron Pig Smokehouse dinner. Going to be great. So we're looking forward to that. Again, text me pig, I'll send you that. And then, of course, the flyer for the debate. If you want the debate flyer, text me debate, and I'll send that to you as well. Folks, we had breaking news on two different interviews today. Patrick Kobach in the first hour talking about the lawsuit that was filed on Friday directly to the Michigan Supreme Court. Not asking for a trial. They're asking for a declaratory ruling, an enforcement of a permanent and temporary injunction to basically undo Proposal 2 from 2022, promote the vote 2.0. Folks, this could affect, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of this declaratory ruling and gives the temporary injunction along with the permanent injunction, we will not have 9 days of early voting in this year's August 6th primary as proposed. Walk-in registration same day, and can't do it. This could literally change the August 6th primary election in our state. This is huge development. Pat Kobach talked about it in the second half hour of hour number one. Again, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. It's already there. I texted him the link already. If you would like that podcast sent to your phone, text me Pat or Patrick Kobach. Text me Pat, P-A-T, and I'll send you the link. You can share it, forward it, text it to people, email it to people. It'll have all the information. Patrick Kobach's interview. You're on Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy. Text me Pat. Music's playing. That's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electspallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
97.